Oh, hail the power of Jesus, name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and
crown. Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. I'd like for us to study today to look at the word conversion, or the word from which the word comes from, and that is the word convert. According to Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words, on page 238, he says convert is to turn. It's translated be converted in Matthew 18:3. So when we go to Matthew 18:3, Jesus says, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Vine's second definition for convert is to turn about. Turn towards is used and so rendered convert in James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. When we turn to James 5, here's what we read in those two verses, verses 19 and 20. "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." So we see that word, turn him back, turns a sinner from the error of his way. That is the word convert. And then the third definition that Vine gives is a turning about or around is used in Acts the 15th chapter, verse 3. So when we turn and look at that verse, here's what we read. "So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren." So Vine goes on to say that the word implies a turning from and a turning to, and gives 1 Thessalonians the first chapter and verse 9. So when we turn there, here's what we read in 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 9. "For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." So it's as Vine says, the word implies a turning from and a turning to. And here in 1 Thessalonians, it was a turning to God from idols. When one is converted, there is a number of things that he is changed from. And this word convert is a word that we may not use it every day, but we're very familiar with it. If you look outside your house on the power pole that supplies the electricity, chances are there'll be a transformer, that big round thing that's mounted on the pole. What that transformer does is it converts high voltage that runs along the wires down to a low voltage that can be used in your house. In other words, the power that's running on those wires in front of your house would destroy anything that you would plug into the outlet, because the voltage is so high. So it needs to be changed. It needs to be turned from a high voltage to a lower voltage. And so that transformer is transforming. It's converting that necessary change so that we can make the use of the electricity. So that's what conversion is. It's a changing. It's a changing from one thing to another. And it's like what 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 9 says, in the sense of us as creatures of God, knowing that we have all sinned, we need to be converted. That is, we need to turn from being a sinner to being one who has been forgiven of sin. We need to be turned from idols to serve the living God. So when one is converted, he changed. And he changed from a servant of sin to a servant of righteousness. Notice with me over in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 6, let's begin our reading with verse 17. But God be thanked that though you were servants of sin, yet you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. So you see here, we were the servants, the slaves of sin. Now through obeying from the heart that form of doctrine, the gospel, we've been set free from sin. And now we have been turned from being slaves of sin to become slaves of righteousness. So that's what conversion does. It changes us from a servant of sin to a servant of righteousness. One is converted. When he is converted, he is changed from being lost to being saved. In the book of Acts, in the 26th chapter, notice what we read beginning with verse 16. But arise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I have yet revealed to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes, in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So notice here the commission that Paul was given as he was about to go forth and to preach the gospel. He was to open eyes. He was to turn them from darkness to light. You see the change, darkness to light. You see the transformation, like that power pole out there in front of your house. It changes the high voltage to a lower voltage that we can use. So there is a change that's taken place. There is a conversion that has taken place. And the one that we need to be most concerned with is what Paul is describing here, that we are turned from darkness to light. We are delivered from the power of Satan to God, that we might receive the forgiveness of sins along with the inheritance that God has promised us. So when one is converted, he is changed from the state of being lost to the state of being saved. Then two, when one is converted, he is changed from a child of Satan to a child of God. When Jesus had the conversation in John chapter 8, you remember it was there in verse 44 that he said, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. So you are of your father, the devil. But we know that there needs to be a change to take place. And what we read in the book of Romans in the 8th chapter, notice with me as we read in Romans 6 a moment ago, but now in Romans 8, look at verse 16. the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So from John 8, to being a child of the devil, or having the devil as our father, we need to be a child of God, as Romans 8. How does that happen? Well, there has to be a conversion. We have to convert. There has to be a change. There has to be a turning from Satan to God. And again, we saw that in Romans 6, where that change occurs when we obey from the heart that form of doctrine, when we obey the gospel. But two, when one is converted, he is changed from a no people to the people of God. Peter makes this statement. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You see what conversion does? Conversion changes us from being not a people to being the people of God. It changes us from the point where we had no mercy to the point where now we have obtained mercy. But also, when one is converted, he is changed from darkness to light. I want to emphasize that again because it's very important. So we go back to Acts chapter 26, where we were just a moment ago, and look at this time particularly with verse 18. It says, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light. We know that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. L-I-F-E. No man comes to the Father except through me. But Jesus is also the light of the world. And he came into this world to shed forth that light, the light that we can obtain. Otherwise, as long as we remain in the world, as long as we remain in our sins, we are in darkness. And the Apostle Paul talks about in Colossians chapter 1, he made the statement in verse 18 that Christ is the head of the body, the church, and we know that he is the one in whom is to have the preeminence. But he also said that it is in Christ that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, Colossians 1 and verse 14. But then if you remember what he stated in verse 13, he says that God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we need to have the conversion that can deliver us from the power of darkness and convey us into the kingdom. We do that because we know that we have redemption through the blood and that Christ has been given head over all things. But then one final point. When one is converted, he is changed. He is changed from a servant of sin to a servant of righteousness. He is changed from the state of being lost to being saved. He is changed from no longer being a child of Satan to being a child of God. We are changed from the fact that we used to be no people, but now we are the people of God. We're changed from darkness to light. We're changed from the power of darkness to the kingdom. Friends, that's what conversion is. But again, as Romans 6, verses 17 and 18, the process by which this conversion takes place is obeying from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered. Friends, we see your time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
You have been listening to What the Bible Says, a broadcast from the East Abertville Church of Christ, located at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Abertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WVSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We have a Bible study on Sundays at 9:30 AM, followed by a worship service at 10:30 AM. We meet again at 5 o'clock p.m. for another worship service. On Wednesdays, we have a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabertville.org, where you can listen to all of the past broadcasts. You will also find audio of our sermons at East Abertville, as well as various articles on Bible topics. While you are there, you can submit any Bible questions that you may have. Please join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.